GOP confident ahead of Kavanaugh vote.
I feel very good about where this nomination is right now.
Opponents promise payback.
November is coming.
Food banks cash in.
Thanks to the trade war.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
Kavanaugh has got to go, Jeff Flake!
Protesters turn up the heat as a preliminary Senate vote on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination is just a few hours away. President Trump expressed confidence at a Minnesota rally.
Hopefully, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says the pressure is on some key senators who've yet to say what they're going to do.
Is that justice?
In a final bid before the vote, anti-Kavanaugh protesters spent the night on Capitol grounds, egged on by Democrats.
The FBI investigation was a sham.
Kavanaugh's confirmation hinges now on one Democrat and three Republicans. According to a summary released overnight by the Judiciary Committee, the FBI interviewed 10 people who might have had firsthand knowledge of the sexual assault allegations by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez. According to the Republican summary, the FBI found no corroboration of the allegations made by Dr. Ford and Ms. Ramirez.
Neither the Judiciary Committee nor the FBI could locate any third parties who can attest to any of these allegations.
Still, North Dakota Democrat Heidi Heitkamp announced she's a no.
I can't get up in the morning and look at the life experience that I've had and say yes to Judge Kavanaugh.
A final vote on Kavanaugh is expected tomorrow. Senator Steve Daines, a Republican supporter of the nominee, will be back home in Montana for his daughter's wedding, but he vows to get back to D.C. if needed. In the Wall Street Journal, the Supreme Court nominee expresses some regrets. CBS's Bill Rakoff says it's a review of his much-dissected Senate testimony.
Kavanaugh writes in the op-ed that he was very emotional last Thursday, more so, he writes, than he has ever been. He said, quote, I might have been too emotional at times. I know my tone was sharp, and I said a few things I should not have said.
And 98-year-old former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens says that Kavanaugh testimony last week convinced him the nominee should not be confirmed.
He has demonstrated a potential bias involving enough potential litigants before the court that he would not be able to perform his full responsibilities.
That's from C-SPAN. Stevens, a Republican who turned out to be a liberal justice, served on the high court from 1975 to 2010. A doctor from Congo and a former ISIS captive in Iraq share the Nobel Peace Prize. Dennis Mukwege and Nadia Murad cited for their work to eliminate the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. There's wide praise today for the 52-year-old police officer shot and killed in a South Carolina ambush. Terrence Carraway's been called a gentle giant, the epitome of a community police officer. The suspect, accused of wounding six others, is a military vet who knows how to use a gun.
The shooting of seven law enforcement officers has shattered the serenity of an affluent neighborhood here about a mile east of Interstate 95.
The biggest thing that you hear about is someone running a stop sign, so it's an extremely safe neighborhood.
Yellow police tape still surrounds the imposing brick house where 74-year-old Fred Hopkins allegedly shot the lawman, killing one of them. Investigators have yet to say how many and what kind of weapons Hopkins had. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Florence, South Carolina.
A Chicago jury resumes deliberations today in the case of a white police officer charged with murder in the 2014 death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. In anticipation of possible unrest after the verdict, police have canceled days off and officers are on 12-hour shifts. Delta Airlines vows to fight a lawsuit filed by a passenger on a June flight from Minneapolis to L.A. Delaney Liu says she fell asleep and woke up and the man in the seat next to her had his hand on her leg.
I'm like, get up, get up. I'm like, "You, what are you doing touching me? I'm like, oh my God, somebody help me."
She filed a police report that was not pursued. She's now suing Delta for $6 million, claiming the man was served alcohol when he was already drunk. And she now says the passenger also exposed himself, something that was not told to police. There's a major recall from Toyota. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
The recall covers a total of 2.43 million hybrid vehicles worldwide, one-third sold in North America. Toyota is calling back Prius and Auris models produced between October 2008 and November 2014 over a flaw that could cause accidents.
Toyota says those vehicles could slip into a fail-safe mode, causing them to lose power and stall. An Arizona company has recalled more than 6 million pounds of beef that could be contaminated with salmonella. The product was distributed nationwide. Walmart is one seller. At least 57 people in 16 states have gotten sick. For food banks in this country, supplies are suddenly rolling in. CBS's Jim Taylor is here to tell us why.
The trade war, being credited with a food bank influx of pork, apples, and cheese, $1 billion worth of agriculture the government is buying from farmers to ease the pain of tariffs. Feeding America, nationwide network, 200 food banks. They say the food will add 950 million pounds to the roughly 700 million pounds already flowing annually to food banks. But free food comes at a price. Those food banks still must bear the not insignificant cost of distributing it, Steve.
In Florida, tourism's been hurt by red tide. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in Miami says the menace is moving on.
Massive blooms along Florida's west coast, believed to be fueled by pollution, have killed fish and other marine life. Now dead fish have started to pop up on Florida's east coast, where red tide is rare. Scientists are looking into whether currents carry the algae over or whether it sprung up here on its own. It's been detected in Palm Beach and Miami-Dade counties, where certain beaches have closed.
A 41-year-old Tom Brady threw his 500th NFL touchdown pass last night in a New England Patriots win over Indianapolis on Fox.
Caught by Gordon! Touchdown, Patriots!
Peyton Manning's got the most with 539. Some missing money has been found, but it's now worthless. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
It's an expensive mistake. A family in Utah says their two-year-old gets a kick out of helping them shred documents in a paper shredder. Except this time, he threw $1,000 in cash down the chute. His dad, Ben.
Most people say, oh, the kid drew a crayon on the wall or something. I've never heard of a kid, you know, shredding a grand.
The parents say they saved for the last year to buy season tickets for their favorite football team. Luckily, little Leo's parents say although they at first were upset, they can't help but just laugh at it. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Vermont transplant Sean Miller's developed an app in his new home, San Francisco. It lets people submit images of street dog poop or trash, and they're passed on to the city public works department. SnapCrap is what it's called. And that's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.